How you all doing today?
All right.
Stay warm. Stay warm. Stay warm. You know, it's nice. Nice. It's nice. Nice. Glad the humidity has left.
Play golf in this in Green Bay.
I was talking with Keith Carter. He's from Pennsylvania. And I was telling him, like, man, this is a nice spring day in Green Bay, man. Like, this, you would love for this to be, what, December after Christmas? This would be awesome.
Yeah, hey, Coach, let's move on. What are some of the issues defensively that you all face against Carolina and Cam Newton in that attack?
You said it, Cam Newton. He has deliberately made his mind up that he's going to run the football this season. And what better challenge that you're going to ask for? And it's not just him. McCaffrey has set all kind of records out of the backfield. And it's just been amazing that they collectively put it together. Everybody worried that when they traded Benjamin that it was going to be a letdown, and they've done a great job on offense. And you got to take your hat off to Shula. He's found creative ways to get the guys in different places, doing different things. And it's going to take 11 guys, especially, like I say, when you play option football and things of that nature, and a guy who's deliberately running the football, you got to be prepared and disciplined.
Does it make Cam tougher that he had to play a stretch here without Olsen, you know, his security blanket, and now, you know, they're easing him back in? He had to go to Funchess and some of these other guys. I wouldn't say
tougher, but it makes he has confidence in a lot more players now just than Olsen. Years back, you knew that the ball was, when it was got to have it moments, the ball was going to him. Coming back, they use multiple guys. He'd throw the ball to everybody. And that's what made him a little unique from that standpoint. And then he runs it when he has to. And Olsen has come back, and like you've seen how they're piecing him in, and he's still the guy. You know, you got to respect the man for doing what he's done, and we just got to be ready for the challenge. Understand that it's going to be down in, down out.
They just put Bird on IR and had some constantly changing core of receivers this year. You have to kind of dig to investigate some of the guys that are going to be in their playing rotation.
I wouldn't say that. I would say the first thing you look at is how were they using him in the offense. That's the first thing you look at. And then you look at who's left on their roster that they can pencil in to do those things that's capable. And how do they use McCaffrey? Is he part of that role now? Is Clay part of that role now? How are they using guys? So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. And from the standpoint that we just have to be prepared for all of it, knowing that they're going to find their weapons. If they can't run it, they're going to try to pass it. And what type of passes, we'll find out on Sunday.
Hey, I know there's plays from the first meeting that you don't want to see again, of course, like the long run that he had and everything. But are there plays that you look at from that first meeting and say, hey, you know what, this is how we got to play the Panthers right here?
That's any game that you play somebody twice. The perfect game, when it happens, let me know. No doubt. The first thing that we said that was different from last year, that when we played him, he deliberately said that he was going to run the football. And our game was the first game that he really deliberately ran the football. And you saw the draw plays. You saw the bono plays. You saw the things of that nature. And you have to account for him. Not that we didn't, but you have to account for him on plays that are unscouted. So it'd be a different type of look that we haven't seen all year. But we got to be disciplined. And when I say that, when you have somebody for him, we have to get him on the ground. And that's the key. He's a big man that we got to all tackle. And it's not like you run up on any other quarterback, no offense to the other ones. But this is a very big man that we got to get on the ground.
How much better do you think your run defense is playing now as opposed to when the first time you saw the Panthers?
No doubt that we're better. No doubt that we're better. And again, they had over, 200 yards rushing? You know, you guys would be precise on that. And he had almost 90 of them.
Yeah.
And they were on runs that you add those 90 up and you add the running back runs up. I thought we did a good job stopping the run, but it was more of him. And like I said, he deliberately said that he was going to run the football against us. And we got to deliberately stop him.
Anything else, Scott?
With McCaffrey's flaked out, do you treat him as a running back or a wide receiver?
Man, we've been blessed with a great opportunity to have faced Kamara for the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And when you look at it from that standpoint, guys that are doing the same thing. We, and no offense to the other divisions, but we play one of the toughest divisions with the quarterbacks and the backs, and they just they make it challenging, and also they make it interesting and fun as a coordinator just to sit up there and like, okay, all right, this is the puzzle that you want me to put together. He's a dynamic guy running the ball and out of the backfield. And the things that we have to understand is that they use him in very similar fashion. And we have to be prepared for that. If he's in the backfield, we have to be prepared for him. If he motions out, we have to be prepared for him.
Thank you.